we'll talk about Hallel in general, on some level, the Makor for Hallel, and specifically the Makor of Hallel at the night of Pesach. And maybe tomorrow I thought we would discuss Hallel the rest of Pesach. In other words, the Chol HaMoed and the last day, which we know is half Hallel, and what is that about? Some basic background in terms of when do we say Hallel on Pesach, right? Let's go back to the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So there was a Hallel that was said at the time of Shechitas HaPesach. Not all the records that I'm doing with you now are going to be on your sheets. I just, you know, some of them will be, some of them will not. We'll see how much we'll correlate with the sheets. The Mishnah in Pesachim talks about a Hallel that was sung at the time of Shechitas HaPesach. Who actually said Hallel at the time of Shechitas HaPesach? It's a Machokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. According to Rashi, it's going on the Kitos themselves, the groups of the Klal Yisrael, the Yisraelim, that would be inside the Azara, and they would be shechting the Karban Pesach. And Tosfos learns it was going on the Levim. So that is one, what's the marker for that? So the Gemara quotes a few times, this is on Daf Samach Dalid, where you have it. It says, describing the Shechitas HaPesach, mentions that Karu Es HaHalel, that's in the middle of that Mishnah. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, Rashi holds that it was the Kitos, and Tosfos learns it was the Levim. He quotes a Tosefta to that effect, Yisrael Shochten Es Pischeyen, Levim Karu Es HaHalel. It's interesting, Tosfos goes on and asks, but we always say, Enom Shira El Alayayin. The Levim would say Shira during the Nesachim, at times that the Nesachim were poured every day by the Tamidim, by the Nesachim. And here you have Shira Velo Nesachim. So Tosfos says, Omeri, Enom Shira B'shas HaKrabas Karban El Alayayin. But this is a different halacha. What's the basis for this Shira, for this Hallel? The Gemara says, Efsher, Klal Yisrael, Shechting, Karban Pesach, and they're not saying Hallel. I don't know what that means. But that's one Hallel that we find a connection to Pesach. That was done during the time of Shechitas HaPesach, which is Bein Harbayim on Yudalit. It's not the Leil Tesvav, it's Biyom Yudalit. There's another halacha of Hallel Bishas Achilas HaPesach. This is a Mishnah later in Pesachim, Tzav Tzadihei. Some of these you'll find on your sheets. Talks about the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And it talks about the fact that HaRishon Toan Halo Ba'achilaso, HaSheni Eino Toan Halo Ba'achilaso. Zebezet Toan Halo Ba'asiyasan. Ah, so now we know that we just talked about by Pesach that there's a din of Halo B'Shas Shechita that's true not just Pesach Rishon, also Pesach Sheni. But there's a halacha that's unique to Pesach Rishon that doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni, and that's a Hallel B'Shas Achila. So in here you have the Gemara discusses this halacha. Rashi comments, some days, HaRishon Torah V'Achilas Menohani Mili. So the Gemara quotes the following pasuk. We'll see more about this in the other Gemaras. Hashir Yilachem Kelel His Kadesh Chag. The pasuk in Yeshaya has to do with the Nes of Sancheirev. The Nevuah talks about that there's going to be a Shira that's going to be parallel to the night of His Kadesh Chag, which is a reference, the Pashtus, to Leil Pesach. And it says Kelel His Kadesh Chag Laila Mekudesh Chag Toin Shira Laila Shein Mekudesh Chag Ein Toin Shira. So there's association here with the Leil Pesach, and this is the and we must call this a connection to Achilas HaPesach. Then the Gemara says, as far as Asiyas HaPesach, that's true of Pesach Sheni as well, because Efshe Yisrael Shochten Es Pescheyen, the Noten Es Lulovein, the Enom Im Hallel. So these are two inyanim of Hallel in connection to Karban Pesach. One is Bishas Shechita, which is Bein BePesach Rishon, Bein BePesach Sheni, and one is Bishas B'Shas Achila, which is unique to Leil Es Kadesh Chag, which is the night of Tezvav. This is in terms of Achilas Karban Pesach. Now, we all know that we have Hallel at the Seder, but we also many have a minhag to say Hallel in Beis HaKnesses. What is this about? What's the makor for this? Maybe take a look at the Torah first with me. Now we'll see how this could correlate in some way to what we find in terms of the Hallel of Shechitas HaPesach, or in terms of Asiyas HaPesach, Achilas HaPesach. The Torah in Taf Ayin Gimel. Now there's a major discussion in the Rishonim, when we talk about Hallel Bilel Pesach at the Seder, we all know that there's no bracha that's recited before saying Hallel at the Seder. We typically make a bracha, Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvosav, Likros HaHallel, some Rishonim had a Nusach, Likmar HaHallel. We don't say any bracha before we start Hallel. With the end of Magid, we segue into Hallel, V'nomo Fanav Shira Chadasha, and then we have Hallel, two parts of Hallel, the first two Mizmorim of Kuf Yud Gimel, there, start with Kuf Yud Gimel, and then B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, and then the rest we say afterwards, right after the Mitzvah Salayl, after Shulchan Aruch, after the Afikoman. Do we have a bracha at the end of Hallel? We do. We have Yahalucha, Yishtabach. Big question is what the Chasima should be. Should the Chasima be that of Melchim Petish Bachos? Should the Chasima be Melch Kelchei Ha'olamim? Either way, we mention Yahalucha, we mention Yishtabach. It's based on the Sugyam Sachim that talks about what's called Birchas Hashir, that we incorporate Birchas Hashir, which is also Nishmas, Yishtabach, or Yahalucha. We do both. It's not clear whether that is considered the bracha that's concluding Hallel, which is a special halacha to say Birchas Hashir. So it could be Hallel doesn't get the etzem, the Hallel doesn't have a bracha before or after, or somehow that bracha is also bracha for after Hallel, but we don't have bracha before Hallel, that's for sure. So this is a major discussion. Why is it? So you could argue, well, because Hallel is split, which is also unusual, so it's not typical, and therefore we don't have a bracha. Because the halacha is that when you say Hallel, you're not supposed to be mafsik. That's the sugya in brachas, that's your dalit. And where it's talking about, you know, the Mishnah says that you can be mafsik in kriyashma for certain things, b'nei hayir, b'nei hakavod, b'nei haprakim. So the Gemara in that sugya in brachas, that's your dalit, talks about hefsik by Hallel. Hallel maushi yafsik. So, maisa, that's the sugya there. The Gemara discusses in that your dalit in brachas. The fact that we have this house spread out means it's not normal Kriyas Hallel, and therefore it could be doesn't get a bracha, or maybe it should have a bracha. Now, we also have this minig of Beis HaKnesses. We have to know where that comes from, but there we should certainly make a bracha. It could be that the bracha Beis HaKnesses on the Hallel is meant to also cover ourselves for the bracha, for the Hallel that we don't make a bracha on in at the Seder. If you look at the Torah, Tafay and Gimel, so it is discussing the first part of Hallel. So you start raising the cup at Lefichach. Magbir Kolachet Koso. Now this, here too, you'll see in some Haggadahs, they'll tell you that put it down after Lefichach, leave it down during Hallel because then the matzah is exposed, and then you pick it up, Asher Ge'olanu, you cover the matzahs. What Shulchan Aruch seems to say, and this is the other minhag, is to have the cup held from Lefichach all the way until the end of Gaal Yisrael. So that the Hallel is mamish, the first part of Hallel that we have is said mamish over the kos. So this is what the Torah brings here. You hold the kos until siyum birchas asher golanu. And he says, why do we do it? Kidei lo mashira al hayayin. Okay, so that's one thing to keep in mind. The inyan birchas haHallel, says the Torah, iko pukta deravos, big machokas, ritzva hayim mevarech alav shtei pa'amim. The Ritzvah would say a bracha on Hallel at the Seder, not once but twice. Achas kodem achila, the achas achar achila. We don't know of such a thing, but this is a shita that the Torah brings, that you actually have a separate bracha made for each part of Hallel. For the Hallel that you say at the end of Magid, and for, that's one bracha, and for the Hallel that you say after Barech, after benching, another bracha. It doesn't give you the Nusach. I think they bring here that the Nusach is first Likro Sahalel for the first part, and Ligmar Sahalel for the second part, when you're finishing. V'chein ha'inoid ha'am Rutenberg, v'chein kasev Rav Hai, we have to know about this Rav Hai, see, v'rav Semach, v'rav Amram. Ava horitz geyus, v'avi ha'ezri, v'rav Yah, kasvu, she'en levarach olav klal. So here you have the other extreme. that you don't have any bracha. How can you have a bracha? Bracha always means that there's, you know, that the bracha is going on what you're doing, and then you're splitting it up. How could it be? Okay, so the Tur brings the machokes, and he's machriya like the Rush that bracha should not be said. But then the Tur says something interesting. The yesh mekomos shenoagim likros halav beis hakneses b'tzibur. Now there's a makor for this in the. I don't think I gave it to you, but Masech the Sofrim that talks about saying halav beis hakneses. What's the reason? So the Tur has his reason. Kedei shalei yitzdarchu levarach alav b'shas hagada. He quotes it by itself in just a second. So the advantage of having halal said in shul with the bracha is because now you won't have to get into the shaila about whether the halal at the seder should have a bracha, because you have your bracha that was said before on the halal memela. You don't have to make a new bracha later. Kedei shalei yitzdarchu levarach b'shas hagada matov manoy mahu min haga. The Tur praises the minig. The Yeshua Smach Mesechah Sofrim, the Isa Hassan, Tanya, Vashem the Yotzadek, Omer Yutches Yomim, Velaila Achas, Gom Menahalel, Ubegoos Esim Echad Yom. There's 18 days and one night, says the Mesechah Sofrim, that we have Halel said, Ho Halel. In the diaspora, it's 21 days and two nights. Okay, the night is, of course, the night of Pesach, or the two nights of Pesach, as the case may be, you know, in diaspora. Continues the Sechah Sofrim, Umitzah Ben Amuvchar, Likros Ahalo B'Shnei Lelios Shogolios, this is out of Eretz Yisrael, Levarach Alav, Ula Omru Ben Ima, L'Kayim Mashanema N'Roma Shmo Yachta. So here we have the Halel of Beis HaKnesses, based on an Inyan of the Tzibur, the Roma Shmo Yachdav, and then the Sechah Sofrim says, U'Kishul Kor B'Veso Ein Tzarech Levarach Shekfar Berach Alav B'Rabim. Okay, so here we have in the Tur a lot of points. First of all, there was a shita that says you make a bracha twice, each part of halal at the Seder. There's a shita that you don't have any bracha at the halal at the Seder because you're mafsik. And then you have the minig of Beis HaKnesses, which the Tur says gives you the advantage of making the bracha there and having to make the bracha later on. And then meanwhile, Masechta Sofrim talks about doing this b'ni'ima n'ramo shmo yachdav. What's the makor for all of this? What's the makar for those who say halal beis hakneses? What could that be based on? What's the makar for saying halal at the Seder in the way that we do? What's the basis for this sheet of the Ritzvah that you say twice a bracha? The first part of halal gets its one bracha, the second part of halal later after Afikoman gets another bracha. What's happening? So there's a few important Gemaras to be aware of in terms of the Chiyuv of Halel. One is the famous Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud. Now, you notice the Gemara quotes the same statement that we just saw quoted in Masechta Sofrim, but there's this critical difference in the way it's quoted. Namely, that as quoted in the Gemara here, and also elsewhere in the Gemara, the statement reads, Shmona Asayom Shayachid Gomer Ben Esahalel. What doesn't it mention? The Laila. Mentioning the Laila, whether we want to refer that to the Seder, whether we want to refer to Beis HaKnesses, whatever you wish. We don't know yet the relationship between those two. There's no mention in this Memra, as quoted in the Gemara, of the Laila of Pesach. Only the 18 days, and if it were Chutz Laretz, diaspora, it would be 21. And it goes on to list them. The 8 days of Sukkot, that means 7 days plus Shmini Atzeres, the 8 days of Chanukah, the first day of Pesach, again, we'll see tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem Bat Chol HaMoed, what's that about? The first day of Pesach, and Yom Tov of Atzeres, the first day of Shavuos, Ubegola, 21 days, 9 days of Chag, that's Simchas Torah, the second day of Shmini Atzeres, again, 8 days of Chanukah, 2 days of Pesach, and 2 days of Shavuos. Now here, the Gemara, again, no mention of the night of Tezvav. Then the Gemara asks the question of why Pesach doesn't get Halal every day like Sukkot does. Maishna bechag daminon every day ho halal and Pesach not. The Gemara answers because by Sukkot there's a difference in the karbanos. They change, they decrease by one. The pariachah go down, so therefore there's a different number of musaf in each day, and that shows that the days are distinct one from the other. Therefore, each day requires its own halal. However, By Pesach, in chalukim b'karban oseyan, as we say in our Musaf, ka'ela tasu la'yom shivas yamim, right? The same series of karbanos of Musaf from the first day are brought on each of the subsequent days. Therefore, the halal of the first day doesn't need to be said again as chol halal for the chol hamoed and for the shvi'i shel Pesach. That's the reason given in the Gemara. Okay, so we know why Sukkot and Pesach are different. What about Shabbos? Shabbos has its own Musaf of Shnei Kibasim. Why doesn't it have... The Gemara is asking, we should have halal said on Shabbos. The Gemara says, lo ikri moed. So there's another aspect in saying halal. It has to be called moed. Shabbos is not called moed. In fact, the Gemara Rosh Chodesh is called moed. In the Pasuk in Eicha, karalai moed. So we should say halal Rosh Chodesh. Our halal Rosh Chodesh is not whole halal. It's not the ikr hadin. It's a minhag. Gemara Tainus talks about it's a minhag to say halal. That's why there are those who don't make a bracha. The Sephardim don't make a bracha on halal Rosh Chodesh. Right, Eli? Okay, so the Gemara asks, why doesn't Rosh Chodesh have Hallel? It's called Moed. Lo ikdish basiyas melacha. It has to have Kedusha that manifests itself in Isra Asiyas melacha. So again, that pasuk being a mocker for Hallel that we saw quoted before, Laila Mekudesh L'chag Toin Shira, has to be a Laila that's Mekudesh L'chag. Again, that means it has to have Isra melacha. In fact, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is called Moed and as an Issa Malacha, let's say Hallel. And for the Gemara, Rav Avo taught us, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't the Kari Yisrael say Shira on these days? And Hashem says, how could it be? It's days of judgment. It's not appropriate to say Shira. In fact, the Gemara, okay, so what are we talking about? It has to be Ikdash Basiyas Malacha. It has to have Chalukim B'Karban Oseyan. It has to be called Moed. Fine. Chanukah is none of the above. So how come we say Hallel on 8 days of Chanukah? That's part of the list. So Mara says Mishum Nisa. So now we have, even if it's not called Moed, and it's not Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, it still can have Hallel based on Nisa. Nisa occurred during the days of Chanukah. Mara asks, what about Purim? Mara gives different reasons why Purim is different. It's a Nisa Chutz La'aretz. In fact, the Gemara Yitzias Mitzrayim was also an Esav Chutz La'aretz V'amin and Hala. What kasha? What does the Gemara mean to ask? We have to know what's the kasha Yitzias Mitzrayim. It means Kar Yisrael Shira. Does it mean something else? Pashtus means Kar Yisrael sang Shira. By Shira Sayan, it's V'amin and Hala. Gemara has a kasha from Yitzias Mitzrayim where it says before Kar Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, it was okay to say Shira. Pashtus means Kar Yisrael could say Shira before they enter Eretz Yisrael. Once you enter Eretz Yisrael, then already, out of Eretz Yisrael, you don't say a halal on a Nes of Chutz La'aretz. Rav Nachman has another teretz for Purim, Kriyas Zul Hilula, and Rav has another reason of Akatayad Achashverosh Adam. We can't say halal on Purim because at the end of the story, we're still under the rule of Achashverosh. So what do we have in this Gemara? A lot of interesting yesodos. One important nekuda that comes out of this Gemara is that apparently you can have halal based on the notion of a moed, which is Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, and that's what you have in the first day of Pesach and all the days of Sukkot and the day of Shavuos. And you can also have Hallel based on Nes, and that is what you have on Chanukah, right? And then more explains, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur don't have, Shabbos doesn't have, Rosh Chodesh doesn't have, and Purim doesn't have. But what's not mentioned in the Gemara is the Laila of Tesvav, of Pesach. What else isn't mentioned? Shechitas HaPesach isn't mentioned, right? But that's okay. So that's not mentioned here either. In the Tesefta, it does mention Laila Achas, but not in the Gemara, as quoted. Shemona Asayom v'Laila Echad. This is one famous Gemara about the Mokar of Hallel. Another Gemara to know is in Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin. Gemara says, who was Mesakin, who said Hallel? Different opinions of who originally said these words of Hallel. The Chachamim say, Nevi'im shebeinayim tiknu li'Yisrael, she omro so ha'koperik u'perik, ha'kotzar v'tzar v'shul tov aleim li'Yisrael. U'kshenig'olin omrim oso ha'gu'ulasa. Now, what does it mean? They were metakin, the Nevi'im were metakin, that they should say it ha'koperik u'perik. So, look in the Rishonim, the Rashi, the Rashbam, perik u'perik, means seasons, special seasons. What would that mean? The Gullet. In other words, the Moed idea. That's the pshat that we saw in the Gemara Erechin. If you have Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, that's one makor to say how on the Moed. That's the days of Shoshu Gullet. That's the halacha of Perik u'Perik. And then what's the other halacha? al kol tzara b'tzara shelo tavo ukshinigalin omrim al ge'ulasa. Now, that could correspond to what? To the other machayev. What's the other machayev? Nisa. Nisa. But then it would mean that halo and Chanukah would be takanas haneviim. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah Chanukah, Kiyudua, says that how is it the Rabbanan? Doesn't say it's Takanas HaNeviim. The Rabbi even asks, it should be more, it should be to the Kabbalah, Hashem Yochem, Kilos Kaddish Chag. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam would understand that the Kol Tzara B'Tzara Shelo Tavo Ukshinigalin, that means at the time itself of the Geula, not when you're commemorating the Nes. To say how to commemorate the Nes, that's the Rabbanah. Okay, so we have the Machayev of how it's either the Rabbanan, maybe there's some element of Takanas HaNeviim here. You have to know the Rambam sounds like all how is the Rabbanan. Maisa does say Takanas HaNeviim. You still have to miyash of the Rambam from the other. If you learn Perik is Moed, so it still doesn't work out in the Rambam perfectly. There is a Bahag that seems to say the Halo is a Doraisa. And the Ramban tries to find the Koros Lachem Moshevi Sinai or Bismachti B'Chayecha. It could be Doraisa possibly as well. But now we have to come back to understand the Halo of Leil Pesach. And the fact that in one place it's omitted in the list of Rav Yochanan Memra, and in other places it's mentioned. Let's go back to some of what we saw before. We had the question of Bracha. Do we make a Bracha on Halo at the Leil HaSeder? So there were those who showed him who said that we should say twice a bracha, beginning and at the end. What's the pshat? So many who showed him wonder about that. The Torah quoted it. I have the Torah quoted over here. The Shiboy Aleket. Take a look, Shiboy Aleket. You know, we go Yishitz a little bit. Maschir nesahalel, v'omer oso besimcha. Besimcha al shem hashir yochem kelos kadishcha. He say halal b'simcha. The shanu chachamim, this is the Mishnah there in Pesachim, how far do you go? But Shami says only the first paragraph, adem ben smecha, b'shil says adchol m'shmayin umayim. We hold like b'shil. Minag she'en mevarchin alav tchila. V'atam, mefuresh b'shubas ha'gaonim. Lama in varchin al halal b'shil leil Pesachim, l'fi shechol k'nosu l'shnai. So if you're dividing it up, you don't make a bracha. But Rav Avigdor Cohen said that Keshev Rav Binyamin Achi, my brother Rav Binyamin, the brother of Shmuel Leket was Binyamin Harofe, Sikyo Rofe, his brother was Binyamin. Amru Alav Rav Yitzchak Ben Avram Kim Varach Al Hal Bele Pesachim Shtei Brachos Likro Kodem Suda Vligmar Al Kosevi. This corresponds to the Ritzvah that the Torah mentions in the source right before it that we read earlier, right? That you make twice a bracha before. For the first part of Hal and the bracha at the end. Now the question is why? Why would you say a bracha? Here it's Likro, here it's Ligmor. The Rav Yah brings such a thing, he heard of such a thing, and doesn't understand it. Who got Li ki yesh me arvosai b'tzorfas, nolim baruch b'leil pesach beis pa'am al kriyas halal. Ba'aschalasso, when you start, you make a bracha. U'achasuda kishamascha lo lanu. He says they had the Yerushalmi, and they made a mistake in learning the Yerushalmi. And you shouldn't change from what we have as our minog, because the Tshuva Segaonim says Ein mevarchin al kriyas hal b'leil pesachim because mafsikin besuda and bechlal shnei pa'am lo yitachin lebarach bracha achas on mitzvah achas. What's the pshat? How could you understand making two brachas on one mitzvah? What does this seem to suggest? That there's some difference fundamentally between the halal of Magid, the two paragraphs that we say there, and the Hallel after Afikom. If you're going to make two brachas, so the Rav Yah asks, where do you find such a thing? The other Rav Yah in Chelk Beis, he says, Shnei pa'amim lo yitachin uvarach al shnei chatzai mitzvah. You're not going to make a bracha and half a mitzvah. And what do? We're waking up, according to this minhag, we have a bracha before and a bracha later. So how can we be magdir these two parts of Hallel? Okay, there's a long arichas in the Ran, which I gave you here as well. The Ran, at the end, in Avi Pesachim, talks about this issue also. So he has a few things to say, and then he brings a famous Rav Haigon. Let's see what he does. The Gemara talks about Birchas Hashir. What is Birchas Hashir? The Mishnah says you say Birchas Hashir. So what opinion is your Hallelucha? Says the Ran. So it sounds like Hallel Leil Pesach has a bracha afterwards. Because the Hallelucha is always the bracha that we say after Hallel. Midvarchinan b'leil Pesachim achad p'yasal Hallelucha. So then, Nistama, you have to make a bracha before also. Mashmash and barchim lefanav ligmar, kedersh and barchim lefanav ligmar, b'chol yom shigomis also. Why she'ef she barchu l'achar b'vol fanav? Because we have a rule in the Gemara Nida, anything that needs a bracha l'acharav needs a bracha lefanav. So that means that you should have had to make a bracha before you say halal at the leil sim, because you have your halucha at the end. The Raya L'davar, Nisach the Sofrim, he quotes Nisach the Sofrim, which states, Shmona Sayom Velaila Echad. And then it says, it brings the Homosach Sayom that we so quoted, Mitzvah Namufcha Likros Halbis Aknesses Bishte Lelios, Ulevarech Alehen, Ulamro Ben Ima, Ulkai Mashinema, Ben Roma Shmo Yachdav. And then when you go home and say Hal at the Seder, Enot Sarach Levarech, Shekva Beerch Barabim. No? So what would it sound like? Suppose you didn't say Hal in Shul. Then what should you do? You should make a bracha and hal at the Seder. The Mishnah says, because you're saying bracha and hal in Beis HaKnesses, that's what the Torah says. Oh, it's a good thing, because now you can have your bracha from before. But it's mashma ha-mashma, the Kshu Korei Osotom bracha, Shu Bechlau Yomim, that was part of the list. Shayachid Gomer Ben Esahalel. Ela, Shem Kodam, Kar, Beis HaKnesses, Eidat Sarach Baruch Beis HaShekva Berach Barabim. Ay, v'chi tema, ay, in argemar, in erchin, tani le defshim ben yad tzadak, yudches yom, shi yachid gomer sahalo, v'lo tani lago vishon shel Pesach. So how come it leaves out the night? Only talks about in the Gemara according in erchin, and where doesn't mention the night? Lav kushihi. The chasam, here's, I want to be medayik something. Chasam, halel shel asiyas mitzvah lo katani. Let's be medayik in this Ran right now. This line of the Ran. So the Ran is so far making the case that a bracha should be made on Hallel at the Seder. Baharai, you make a bracha at the end. You make a bracha at the end. You make a bracha in the beginning. Misach the Sofim says you can be yotze with the bracha of Beis HaKnesses, but if you didn't make Beis HaKnesses, you should make a bracha at the Seder. There's one quote. The Gemara quotes in Erech and Yud Daf Yud this Meimra of Rabbi Yochanan without mentioning the Laila. Lav kushi. Why? The hasam halel shel asiyas mitzvah lo katani. Teida, the halo mani nami halel shel b'shchitas psachim de mani lo b'masnis in the hasam. Says the Ran. Obviously, it's not mentioning all the times that halel said, because after all, it didn't mention shchitas ha-pesach, which is in the Mishnah psachim. So what else did it mention? It didn't mention the halel of the Seder. But how does the Ran refer to it? The Hasam Halel shall asiyas mitzvah lo katani. What's in the dike? What is the Ran? What is the diuk of the Lashon Ran indicating? What is the nature of the Halel at the Seder? Again, I read the words. Halel shall asiyas mitzvah. What does he mean? What does he mean? Asiyas mitzvah. What is asiyas mitzvah?
Like the lulav having not to.
Well, that's the shechitas of Pesach. No, what could he mean? Asiyas mitzvah? What?
Are you singing?
What asiyas mitzvah is he talking about?
Like, it's a special mitzvah.
What? What mitzvah is the halal meant to be? It's the halal of asiyas mitzvah. What did we see? We marked in the beginning of this year. When do we find halal the night of the Seder? What? What? Achila. Achila of Karban Pesach. Now, we don't have Karban Pesach. What do we have? We have matzah. I think this Ran is mashma, that the Hallel, now maybe we'll begin to some point, begin to separate between the first part of Hallel and the second part, but for now, the Ran is suggesting that there's the Hallel of the Seder corresponds to the Hallel of Asiyas HaPesach. I think we can medite this soon again, but from this line already, I think there's an indication. We said before, there's a halal of Shechitas HaPesach, and there's a halal of Asiyas HaPesach. Shechitas HaPesach, halal is said also with Pesach Sheni. The Asiyas of Pesach is only by Pesach Rishon. The Hal is told, Pesach is told Hal ba'achilaso. The Ram says, Hal shal Asiyas mitzvah katani. Teda, the Hal Mari Nami, Shchitas Pesach. So the Ram at this point is very much inclined to suggest that a bracha should be said, except if you made the bracha in shul and you said the hal in shul. Now, we still haven't figured out why you're saying hal in shul. Now, let's maybe tentatively suggest something. Now, knowing what we know already, let's tentatively suggest something. The Torah simply made it seem as if, because now you got around the problem of bracha. So you can say in a shul and you... But what was the lashon of the Sefer Sofrim? Nerom mashmo yachda. So might be mashmo something more. There is a me'iri in Kuf Yud Zayin Sachim. This is and some others Machabitim, I think later Achronim even, but the Meiri says it, that it'd be an afkamina in terms of the time that you say it, but the Meiri says that the minig of Beis HaKnesses is meant to correspond. No, if we have the already suggesting in the Ran that the Hal at the Seder is corresponds to the Achilas of Pesach, no, then what could we suggest? That the Hal Beis HaKnesses is meant to correspond to the Hal of the Shechitas of Pesach. And so says the Meiri, the Hal Beis HaKnesses is like Kain, the Hal of which was done Bein Harbayim. So according to this, and you may even say this, to take another look, it should be said Mivod Yom. In other words, after Mincha, and people say Seder Karban Pesach sometimes, and Erev Pesach, the beginning to say it, Shalpam Spaseinu. So the Halel, maybe as originally practiced, was Mitzad corresponding to the Shechita, Sa Pesach, that had Halel. That's not the way that's commonly done today. You do it at the end, after davening is over, that's at night. But one suggestion could be, and Meiri says like that the minig originally was between, you might say, before Ma'ariv, after Mincha, in other words, Tamei Shabbeinu Abayim, right, followed by Karban Pesach. So what do? We say Halel, which is B'Shat Shechitas HaPesach. Okay, if we don't want to say like the Meiri, then we'll have to say something else. And the Rambam Shmo Yachdav, some sort of an inyan of a Pesumei Nisa, Berabim, separate from what we have at the Seder, which is more individual, we have this idea of together, to say it together. Yes? The Meiri is Kuf Yud Zayin in Pesachim, I'm pretty sure. Let's continue in the Ran. Okay, so at this point, the Ran is inclined to say that the Halal at the Seder should get a bracha. The Chiteima, but wait, Harei Mafsikin Bo, Bekoben Suda Betocha, we have a break, we have a Suda in the middle. Shulchan Orech, between the first part of the Hal and the second part of the Hal, the Im Isa, the Mevarchim Lefan of Ligmar, if you say that there should be a Ligmar that's said at the Seder, and Ubirchas Yaharucha Havi Bracha Shel Acha Mitzvasa, in other words, like you would assume, Yaharucha is always what we say after Hal, so Yaharucha is the Bracha after Hal, then we should have a Bracha of Ligmar, then the Sakh Mishon was Ligmar beforehand, Hech Kabu Hefzik Zeh. Chazal obviously will convey, for whatever reason, it will convey that the Hal should be divided up, part of it in Magid, and part of it later on after Afikoman. So hech kavu hefsek zed bein shtei brachas alalu. So it says ikalomema she'ein hefsek haba machmas hamitzvah mevatel hamitzvah. Shari ha'goon zah omr shem hefsek be'emtza mitzvah esach in achozim mevarech shahal shabarach kolim atchilaso. And yet we find in perek posek ve'ein achozer utkiyas de meyushuk kiyas de me'umad nami bracha achas l'kulan. We know that you make a bracha when you start kiyas before you have musaf, and it could be that the bracha that you're saying then is meant to actually cover the kiyas of asid habrachas. We hold that's the ikar. You're not going to be mafsik. We tell everyone announces not to be mafsik. Means that you see that it's part of the routine. It gets within the framework of davening. So the fact that the hal is split is not a hefsik because it's all meant to be spread out over the various parts of the Seder. And you see tefillah and ashrei, and it's not called a hefsik. Afkan ain't a hefsik. Shekach niskinu lemitzvah besidur shel yom. This is one nekuda. So it could be, again, the Ran is still pushing that you should say a bracha, and hefsik doesn't bother me. And the Ramban says even from the Ruchas HaTorah, yeah, he says the first person Nika the Takana was the first person made the bracha Shabbat Habanu, and then when was the bracha after said? Not by the same person. That's what we do. What was originally the Takana, that then the seven Kruyim would come, and then the last one of the Kruyim would do the bracha Shenasa on the Taras Emes. V'achosim baruch acharev. I can't come up sakos. Is there beirach v'kara v'nistalik baruch lo v'shem yatzel l'shuk? You know, who knows where he went? Disappeared. Not that he should have, but okay, whatever. V'shishach vonim korin b'bracha shelo. They're all using his bracha. V'achron mevarach b'sof u'potim b'bracha shelo shisha rishonim. And the answer is, given the kriyas kol shiva chol b'liyom mitzvah achasib in afsakos teleim kum sheikam mitzvah zu afsakos halalu v'chein kriyas hala achiyas psachim u'matzah. Now here again, listen to the lashon of the Ran. I want to be medayik, just as we're reading the Ran on the issue of bracha, I want to be medayik what's going on here. V'chein, here is another key giveaway in the language. V'chein, kriyas halal al achiyas psachim u'matzah chovahi. What's the deal, question of the Ran? What's the gather of Hallel at the Seder? Al achilas tzachim ve'umatzah. Now, we saw the halacha in the Mishnah that a Pesach to'un halal ba'achilasa. Okay, we wouldn't necessarily have thought to think that that halacha is what hamatzah to'un halal ba'achilasa. What you see in the Ran is it's me'ein that halacha. We don't have Pesach, but the matzah is ton halabachilasa. And he says, "Enat sakas shel suda garem misbrachel b'chilo b'sof." I don't have the Maral's verse Hashem, but in that parak, what parak was it? Avi, I told you, Samach Beis. The Maral says that part of the inyan of spreading it out, he sees all both parts as all part of this idea of al achilas matzah. That it's so you have part of the halal before you eat the matzah, part of the halal after, and that's like the matzah. You could say sandwich between two parts of halal, and that's showing that the halal is it's a halal on the achilas matzah. We'll see that there's a maybe at the end of this year there's a drasha lechem oni, which says lechem she'onim olav dvarim, that there's a drasha that you should say things over the matzah. Rashi says it means that we're gomer is a halal on the matzah. That's halacha to say halal over the matzah. That might be a separate halacha. But what we're saying now, it's the same halacha as Pesach Toun Halal Ba'achilasa. That was the lashon Ran earlier when he said Asiyas Mitzvah. So the halal is Achilas Tzachim U'matzah Chovei, and the hafsaka is not a problem. So according to this, yeah, in the Chinami, a bracha should have been said, and it's not a problem of hefsek. Okay, so this is the mahalach of the Ran at this point. And I think we can medayik that the halal of the Seder, despite the fact that it's divided up, is really a halal that's ke'en, the din of achilas ha-pesach, it's a din of achilas matzah, but you're saying halal over that in conjunction with your achilas matzah. Now he quotes Rabbeinu Haigon. And based on this, I think we'll be able to come back and be masbir the Rishonim that talk about two brachos. For now, the Ran doesn't talk about two brachas. The Ran says it's not a hefsek. So what does it mean? You made a bracha ligmar in the beginning, unless you said in shul that you don't have to say any bracha in the beginning. But if you didn't make a bracha in shul, say you bracha ligmar in the beginning, before you started the first part of halal. And then you have the halucha at the end. But not a separate bracha on when you start, after afikoman, you start saying how you don't say a second bracha. You don't say likro before and ligmar later. The Ran doesn't have that. That was the Rishonim that the Tur quoted and the Rav Yoh quoted. Shibuy Aleket quoted. So maybe we'll be able to explain that based on that what comes now in the Ran. Rabbeinu Haigon, this is a famous Rabbeinu Haigon, the Brisk of Rav made it more famous. He has a long piece in Hilchas Chanukah based on this Rabbeinu Haigon quoted here in the Ran. Rabbeinu Haigon Kasa B'Tshuva. He says, you know why there's no Hallel and Leil Pesach at the Seder? Getting Shul, yes. If you say it in Shul, then you would say Hallel, you would say Bracha. But not at the Seder. Why? She ain't other Rishon was because of Hefsek. The Ran didn't think that was an issue. The Rabbeinu Haigon says, "Ain mevarchin in our house to b'leil pesachim ligmor es ahala." Why? She ain't anu korin also b'toras korin, ela b'toras omer shira. So what is the Rabbeinu Hai saying? That it's not kriyas halel. It's shira. How do I know? Shekach shaninu Rabbi Gamliel Omer ubeseifa lefikach anochayavim lahodosu lahalel lefikach in ba adam levarach mishatkin also eludi be'agon. Don't tell a person, be quiet, don't make a bracha. What is Rabbeinu Haigon's yisod? That there's no bracha on halel at the Seder because it's not b'toras kriya. A bracha has to do with a formal reading of halakha. But if it's b'toras o meshira, then no bracha is said. What does it mean? The Biskur Rav has a whole mahalach in this Reb Haigon. We're going to say maybe it's a little bit different than the Biskur Rav, but in some ways it's similar, but not exactly. But what's the yisod? The first thing is that the fact that, what does it mean if it's Shira as opposed to Kriya? What is Pashup Shet? Before anything else, how do you understand Rav Haigon quoting them? What's the basic idea? Kriya is more formal, right? Formality. So then you start with the bracha. Shekid Shana Likro Sahalo. Omer Shira is spontaneous, right? It's not as formal. It's just spontaneous breaking out in song. So that doesn't have the trappings of, you know, framing it with the bracha, whatever. You're just breaking out in song. So Mela, that's the idea. If it's Shira, then it's not subject to the strict rules of a bracha. That could also explain why we're not doing it keseder. We're splitting it up. The Gemara talks about hefsik by halo, brachas yudale. That's when you have halo in the form of a kriya. So kriya has to be consecutive, beginning to end without interruption. So that's kriyas halo. This is what the Biskur Rav also says. What I'm telling you now. However, when it's going to be omashira, then it's not subject to the normal trappings of kriya. Without hefsik, whatever. Not Shira, you just break out in song. So those two ideas, that why it can be divided up and why it doesn't have a bracha, go together. To the extent that it's Shira, it doesn't have the same rigid rules that you would have with Kriya. But maybe let's take it a step further. We alluded to before, when we talked about the lesson of how koperek uperek, how kotzar mitzara shalotavo. So, we saw in the Gemara in Erechin that Chanukah has Hallel, not because it's a Chag, not because it's a Melacha, not because it's a Moed, but because of Nisan. What's the Halacha of Chanukah? That a Nes happened on this day by Yom Ha'ein Basman Hazeh. But there's another Halacha. Not to commemorate a miracle, but at the time that you experienced the Nes. At the time when the Nes was experienced, you break out in song, like Chal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim at Kriyas Yamsu. That could be even perhaps even more than just that. You know, there'll be a higher level. Maybe it's Doraisa, maybe it's Takanas Hanaviim, but it's not the same as commemorating a Nes. Now we all know the notion of Chol Dor V'Dor Chayvad Liras Esav Kiyu Yosef Mitzrayim. How far does that go? How would this play out? Could be that what Rabbeinu Haigon is telling us here, and he says, and this is a famous idea that you find a lot, that the union of Omer Shira, of Hallel, is the pshat that the experience that we have right now, Ki'ilu Yotze Mitzrayim, that's what warrants expressing Hallel like at the time that a person experiences the Nes itself. So that's together of, and that's not subject to bracha or whatever, that's the halacha right now if I experience the Nes. I found this idea in the Emek Bracha. I'm not sure he quotes here in this paragraph of Rabbeinu Haigon, but everyone makes the connection. In a Sefer Emek Bracha, Talmud de Biskur Rav, he has nice small selections on different topics, and he has on Haggadah, Os Gimel. So he has a small essay here on a comment of Tosfos in Avi Pesachim that we say just before we start Hallel, we say, most Haggadahs will read V'nomer L'fanav Shira Chadasha Halleluka. And then we start Hallel. It's at the end of the paragraph of Lefichach. V'nomer L'fanav Shira Chadasha. So Tosfos points out that here it says Shira Chadasha. Shira is Lashon Nekeva. In the Bracha Asher Ga'olanu that we say after Hallel, at the end of Magid, it says, we ask Hashem, V'nodu L'cha Shir Chadash. Shir Chadash, Lashon Zachar. The Tosfos comments, based on the Medrash, that Kol HaShira is Lashon Nekeva, except for the Shira of Lashon Lava, which is Lashon Zachar. What's the connection? Why? Why should that be? Because Nekeva has Tzar Leida. A woman gives birth, it's Tzar Leida, it's birth pangs. So too, all the Nisim of this world, the Tzar that follows, it's not the ultimate. But the shir of the future, of a shir chadash, that's going to be like Zachar, doesn't have the trappings of Chevrei Leida, therefore it's shir chadash. Ad kan lashon Tosfos kufta zayin im sachim. Fek the shula. But you're saying here, you're saying shira chadasha. So obviously that means you're going back on the past. You're talking about Gulas Mitzrayim. So then how could you say v'nomar lefanav shira chadasha? If the Nikud is v'nomar lefanav, but according to Tosfos, why say shira chadasha? Because we're talking about the shira of Gulas Mitzrayim, which is not yet the ultimate geula that, you know, that would be shir. Shir is v'nomar lefanav. We ask Hashem and Shagalana, we want to be able to say before you shir chadash, that's the ultimate, there's nothing afterwards. But here we're talking about shir chadasha, so it shouldn't say v'nomar lefanav shir chadasha. So the Shula suggests, and you find some Haggadahs will have this, he says we should have the Nikud, not the Noma Lefana, but what? The Nemar Lefana, Shira Chadasha. That's his Haggah. And so is the Marshal and the Bach and the Taz and the Magnavam Sim Tavah and Gimel. They all are Magia based on this Tosus that it should say the Nemar Lefana. But, says the Pamaranchik here, Bechol Sidur Nusach Haggadahs Hagirsa, we have the Noma. So how do you justify the Noma Lefana? Shira Chadasha, according to what Tosfos is saying. So he says as follows. He said, I don't understand what the kasha is. Hadava Pasha, the move on the oath. Why do we call it Shira Chadasha? He says, because Lo Dami Amiras Halel, Sha'anu Omen B'Pesach, L'Amiras Halel, Sha'anu Omen B'Chanukah. Aye, even though Shneim are Halel Ala Nes. But Amiras Halel B'Chanukah, the Nes is not Machayev Hashta Lomel of Halel. The Nes happened already. And those who experienced the Nes said Hallel at the time. We are saying Hallel, as the Takanas Chachamim calls it, with the Koron for that Nes that our forefathers said Hallel on, so we are commemorating that Nes. So we say Hallel on the time of the Nes of Chanukah. So our Hallel now is not a Shira Chadasha. It's the Shira that was said at the time. That's Chanukah. That's what's not Chadasha. However, Halal El Pesach is not because of the Nes that happened to the goes went out of Mitzrayim, but it's because our Nes, the Chod Dov Ador, Chai Vud Kiyot Mitzrayim, Lo Esav Seinu Bavad Goz, Afal Son Gol In Mayim, Laharo Setzat, but the Rambam. Therefore, the Fikach Anachnu, and that's when we say the Fikach, we're saying on the heels of the Chod Dov Ador. If you look at the paragraph of the Fikach, it's right after Rabbi Gamliel, and then you have b'chol after Pesach matzah mar while we eat it, b'chol dor v'dor chayv liras kiyas mitzrayim l'fikach anachnu chayavim. So what's the hemshach? Because it's ki'ilu yata yatsam mitzrayim l'fikach anachnu chayavim, says the emek bracha, because we ourselves went out of Mitzrayim and the experience of the nisim goes Mitzrayim what happened to us. Therefore, we are chayv to say shiva right now for having experienced the nes. For our nes, l'misha asa avasena v'lanu es koani sema'elu, b'fikach v'nomar l'fanav shira chadasha. The shira is not for the nes of avasena; it's for our geula. That's why it's chadasha. But it's shira chadasha because it's the shira of Gulas Mitzrayim. It's not the shira of asid lavo. It's not the shira chadash that's a mashiach. It's the shira chadasha. Therefore, v'nomar makes sense, even though we're saying shira chadasha. Oh, so let's come back here. So, with this yisod, we understand the Tosfos in Sukkah. The Gemara Mishnah talks about there a woman saying Hallel and being motzi, others. So, it's mashmat there. It's that mashmos there that you have to repeat after it, after her, because you can't be yotzi with her, because her recitation won't work for you because they're not chayiv. In fact, Tosfos, it sounds like a woman's part from Hallel, talking about Sukkahs. So you have to be ona achareyan because you need to say it yourself. Why are they pater from Hallel? Because it's mitzvah she has man grama. So a woman is not chayiv in Hallel on the moed of Sukkot, because it's a function of the time. But we know, fektosis, that Hallel of Leil Psachim, a woman is chayiv. Why? Because we know that women are chayiv at Daud Kosos, and part of Daud Kosos is, of course, to say Hallel on the fourth Kos, and we say Hallel in the middle of the second Kos, and obviously that means that we have a chayiv to say Hallel at the same. The Tosfos says, you have your sheets, you have it quoted here, Shiny how the Pesach de al-Hanesba. Could it mean? It means it's a halo al hanes. See, what would that mean? Does that Tosis mean that Chanukah also the vichay? That's a shayla. The shayla is also, if it's Chanukah, it's the nes of what happened to, what happened then. So what are you going to say? Maybe this is different than Chanukah. I mean, then the chayv and Chanukah, halo Chanukah? Not clear. The chayv and lokas near Chanukah. Are women chayv in halo of Chanukah? So yes, then you know, it's not simple. But if you learn like Emek Bracha, Tosis is very geschmack. Tosis means that it's the nes that's happening right now. So that's mamish, that's mechayev. So therefore, the chayev and halach as well. This is also what comes out of the Turi Evan. The Shagis I wrote a sefer Turi Evan on Megillah. So when the Gemara, same Shaka retires, we saw in Erechin, the Gemara discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim, the nes shebechutz la'aretz. How do we say Shira Ayit Chesel Chutz La'aretz? So he asks, what do we ask? What's the Gemara's kasha? Yom Tov Yishun Shel Pesach. Maybe we say Hallel because it's a Moed. There's two dinim of Hallel. There's a Hallel of a Nes, and there's a Hallel of Moed. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Yom Tov Yishun Shel Pesach. He says, "Hare Yitzias Mitzrayim." He says, "Doesn't Gemara doesn't mean the hallel of the day of Pesach? The Gemara means the hallel of Leil Yom Tov Yishun Shel Pesach, which is not based on the Mechayiv of Regel, but it's based on Neis. That B'Shai Regalim Ein Omim Hallel B'Laila Ela B'Yom. And here we have the hallel by night, and that's because Mishum Lesa the Neis." Again, he doesn't say that as far as Emek Bracha, but it goes with the same approach, that the hallel of the hallel of the night, of the Seder, is a hallel of Neis, according to what we're saying in Emek Bracha. It's the Neis that's happening to us right now. It could be, I think Rav Chaim says this, it could be another, going back to the issue of the Beis HaKnesses, I think it's Rav Chaim, I think it's called in Ahare Kedem, that it could be the following, that we said before, what's Pshat Hallel Beis HaKnesses? So we had one suggestion from the Meiri, that the Hallel Beis HaKnesses is Keneged, the Hallel of Shechitas HaPesach. We had suggesting the torch in order to pater you from the bracha at the Seder, if you need a bracha at the Seder. The lashon of the Yitzchak Sofim is Nirom Hashmo Yachdav. It's a Pesumei Nisa idea. I think Rav Chaim touched it as follows, that just like we said there's a halacha of Moed, like on Shavuos, on Sukkis, on the first day of Pesach, there's a din of the Moed, to say how for the Moed. So the Chefza of the night of Pesach has a Shem Moed to it. Kaleli's Kaddish Chag. It's almost like it has a din of day. It's a unique, it's a night, but it really has a, usually how it's not said by night. So the answer is that night of Pesach has a Shem Moed in its own way. So that's the Halal Beis HaKnesses. Those who say Halal Beis HaKnesses, it's Midin Moed. Not that, even said it's Kineges Shechitas HaPesach, it has to be said in Ba'od Yom. Point of Chaim, to the contrary, it has to be said at night, because it's the night of Pesach, Leil Tezvav, has a din of Moed. And usually night is not Roi Fahalo, but this has a din, Kaleo is Kaddish Chag, that the night of Pesach has a din of Moed in its own way. That, by Beis HaKnesses, what's the Hallel at the Seder? The Hallel in the Seder says, the Turei Evan, it's Mishum Neis. Tosus says the same thing. Tosus in Lamin Chesen Sukkah. Sh'al HaNesba. What we're adding with the Emek Bracha is not just Al HaNesba because of the Nes that happened then. Al HaNesba, it's the Nes that's happening to us right now. So what do we see? We saw a few different possibilities about the Hallel at the Seder. We had the Ran initially, before he quoted Rabbeinu Haigon. What did the Ran think? Twice with Medayik in the Ran. What's the Hallel of the night of Pesach? It's like the halal for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Just like there was a halal on achilas Pesach, there's a halal for achilas matzah. We have the Beinu Haigon that's pointing us in a direction, and we're bringing rise to it, that it's the halal of Neis. Maybe the Neis that's happening to us right now. Maybe those Rishonim that have two brachas, one for the halal at Magid, the first two paragraphs of the halal, one bracha, likro, whatever. Another bracha for the halo at the end. What's the pshat? One mitzvah, two brachos, what's going on? Maybe they'll split it. It's like a very shtickle Torah, but maybe we can say it. Maybe we'll take a little bit of the Ran, we'll take a little bit of what we're getting from a Paigon, and we'll say, oh, we have two dinim. There's Hallel at the night of Pesach, which is the Torah, the Shira of the Neis, that happens to us right now that we're going out of Mitzrayim. And then there's another din of Hallel, which is Hallel over Matzah, because just like the Pesach was Tohen Hallel Ba'achilasso, so does the Matzah require Tohen Matzah Ba'achilasso. So we'll say as follows. The Hallel, the part of Hallel that you say in Magid, that's coming right off of Bechol Dor V'Dor, Rabbi Gamliel. So that's the Hallel that we say is the Hallel Alaneis. That's just the first two paragraphs, and that's connected. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we go until the end of it, say Shalom Mitzrayim. That's the Hallel of breaking out in song because of the experience right now that we had of going out of Mitzrayim. That would be one bracha. That's for that din of Hallel. The Hallel that we have later on after Afikoman, which doesn't talk about Guas Mitzrayim, that's a Hallel that said over the mitzvah, we just ate the matzah. Now we have the Hallel that accompanies Achilas Matzah, just like there was a Hallel that was accompanying the Achilas HaPesach. We have a Hallel that accompanies Achilas Matzah. So in Chinami, we can have two brachas, because we saw that there's two different mechayvim in the Hallel at the Seder. One mechayv is the Hallel of Neis, maybe Neis meaning the Neis that happened right now. And that's how Derech of Haigon, the Omer Shir, the Shira. And then this is already not risk of this, like we're trying to take together different pieces together and say that would be the idea of the two brachas. And the later Hallel is the Hallel that connects Achilas HaPesach. The Lashon of the Tosfos Rid that you'll see here is mashmas maybe a little bit this way. On the Mishnah says, Hechan Hu Omer, how far do you go in Hallel and Magid? We say Mishayim, Mishayim B'Shvach. So Nisayim B'Shvach, Zehu Sha'omer Mixas Hallel. In other words, Maschah B'Gnus, and then we build ourselves up to a crescendo, and then we're ending Magid on a high note with Hallel. Where do we end with? That's B'Shamay says, after Umayinu Mayin, until Mashiach HaSabeh Ebon Esmecha, it still says, Ad Umayinu Mayin. V'ein Anu Gomro Sokula. Says the Tosfos Rid, we don't finish Hallel right now. Why not? We said two-part paragraphs about why not say everything right now at Magid. Why are we leaving the rest of Hallel for later? The Pnei Shahayu Gomrim Oso Achar Achilas HaPesach, because they would finish the Hallel after eating the Pesach. Kedinan B'Pirkin to Le'il, like what's written in an earlier Pirkin Sachin, the Harishon Ton Hallel Ba'achilaso. Right? That Pesach Rishon, as well as Pesach Sheni, needs Hallel Ba'achilaso. V'anu Gomrim Oso, we finish the Hallel achasudaso because revi kimo shahayu osin hein achar achilas haPesach. What's the Tosfos Rid saying? That we leave the rest of Hallel for after the meal, after we bench, just as they would have Hallel said after eating the Pesach. Because we have to wait till after we eat the matzah, just like they waited till after we eat. This is a smach to what we said in the Midayik and the Ran. The Ran says it's a Hallel on the mitzvah, on the asiyah of Pesach and matzah. He says that's why we're not going to the Hallel right away. We first eat the matzah and then we do the Hallel afterwards. And then he talks about we don't make the bracha, but we want to suggest maybe the two brachas correspond to the two din that you have here. The Mechaber says that at Lefichach we raise the coast and we hold the coast until Goal Yisrael. And they emphasize this Indian of holding the coast, right? Again, that would mean that during the Hallel the coast is held. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kidelom Shira Alayayin. That works perfectly. What's the Shira Alayayin? That would be the first part of Hallel. It's a big question, you know, it's different been hugging. You'll see it your own Seder, probably people do different things. You hold the coast from Lefichach straight through Goal Yisrael, and then if that's the case, the matzah might be covered, because if you're holding the coast, the matzah is covered. If you hold the coast for the paragraph of Lefichach, and then when you finish Vinomo Farav Shilta Shahaluka, put the coast down. Then uncover the matzahs for the two paragraphs of Hallel. Then cover the matzahs and hold the coast Vashar Goal Lanu. That's what some Haggadahs will tell you to do. What the Mechaber seems to, but there are many who chorus for that too, but the Mechaber seems to say is you hold the coast from Lefichach all the way until the end of the Brach of Goal Yisrael and then you're Hagafen. So then what about the matzah? So usually we don't have the matzah uncovered at the same time they're holding the kos. So then the matzah would be covered during the challah. But then again, shouldn't the challah be set over the matzah? Okay. I think my son-in-law told me that the rav was not makbid, that the matzah could be uncovered and the kos should be held. I don't know. Maybe they're not. But here, at least, because of the din of challah on the matzah was uncovered and the kos was held. There are those who have a minhag to hold, this would be very hard to imagine, hold the kos for the whole magid, because it's key, like the whole haggadah is a shira. And the Medayik and the Rambam, that the whole kos sheni is really, for the haggadah is on the kos sheni, not just the ufichach and the halal being on the kos sheni. I mean, the kos is filled in the beginning of magid, by manishtana. So the tour is mashma, that the kos is filled then in order to pique the curiosity of the children. Why are you folding? Why are you pouring a second cup? Usually one cup, and then we get down to business. We eat our meal. What are you pouring a second cup now? So that's the only reason the kos is there for the entire Haggadah. But really, as far as the kos being full, it only needs to be full for the Ufichach, for the Halam. But for the Ralam, it's mashma that you're mosing the kos because you're saying the Haggadah over the kos. So there's a maisa that Rav Shachter brings in his Sefer that there was somebody by Moshe Salvechik who has gone through most of Magid and then the kos spilled. So he had to refill the kos. How far back does he have to go? But Moshe Salvechik, based on the Rambam, says he has to go back to Avodah Vayinu. Maybe to Manishtana, to Avodah Vayinu. Maybe to Halach Ma'anya. The Rambam says he's mosing before Halach Ma'anya. The whole kos, the whole Haggadah is over the kos. That's a chumrah of a tremendous proportions, right? The Pashtus, it would be the Hallel is set over the kos. Okay, we pour the kos in advance as part of the union of you know, Shiyisha Lul Hatinokos, and that's how some learn Pshat Mishnah. Kan HaBen Shoel is, he's asking why are you mosing the kos now? The only thing that the kos has to be there for, okay, once the kos is there, we take out for the makos and so on, but the kos, the ikar, is really the halel. But if that's the case, then what about the question of what about the matzah? But what we're saying now is, why are you holding the kos? Because that's the shira. The Shira, Inom Shira El Ala Yayin. The Tosis had the kasha why the Shechitas of Pesach doesn't have Yayin. Because that's a different halacha of Efshi Yisroel Shokhan Tiskayin. So you have to say Halal. But when you have Shira Ala Yayin, the Yayin has to be held. But that's the first part of Halal. Bin Afgamina, according to what we're saying, I'm not saying for sure, maybe there's those who are machmir for the other also. But what about the second part of Halal, which is a lot longer? So it's a lot easier to hold the kos for Lufichach until Gaal Yisrael. Some will only hold it for Lufichach and then they'll pick it up again by Gaal Yisrael. Not that much. But what about the hal at the end, after Afikoman? So do you have to hold the kos? You're holding it, a tefach from the table, not just holding it on the table with your hand around it. You might be at the kos in some way. So you're holding the kos from Lolanu, Mamish the whole halel, and then you have more, you have Hodo Hashem Kitov, Halel Gadol, you have Nishmas. It's hard to have to hold the kos of the entire halel. It could be you wouldn't have to, because that halel is not the same. That's a halel of the asiyas achilas ha-matzah, which you ate the matzah, now you're saying halal and accompanying to that. And it could be anyway, b'chal, if it's hard, it could be, it's cold, if you're saying on the coast, if the coast is in front of you, if you're not holding the coast. But the ma'isa, the Shulchan Aruch says, doesn't say to hold the coast during the other halal. It's maybe other makoros would say it, but in the Shulchan Aruch, what's word is, you hold the coast by lefichach all the way until Gaal Yisrael. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, kidei lo mashira alayayim. Okay, the matzah could be exposed, not exposed, or you could put it down and then pick it up by Shekholanu. Lefichach, you hold it, and maybe all the way through. There's a, could be what I was saying now, the answer also, the Ramah brings from the Ran, an interesting chumrah, which is maybe hard also to keep, because we have hard enough time with Afikoman by Chasos. But there is a Ramah that brings, it's the Ran at the end of Tzachim that says this, that you should try to also finish Halel by Chatzos. What could be the halacha finishing halal by Chatzos? So if you say that the halal is connected, they ask, what's pshat in this svara? Why should it be? Afikoman is connected carbon pesach. Carbon pesach was nachal at Chatzos. Achilas matzah is at Chatzos. So you have to eat the matzah. You have to have afikoman by Chatzos. Fine. But okay, so now you have the afikoman, now you still have to bench, and you have to say halal, and how can go until 1:30, you know, it's whatever, chatzos, well after chatzos. But why should it be an inyan to have halal chatzos? If the halal is part of shaykh to the achilas matzah, it's the halal that's connected the achilas ha-pesach, and it's for the achilas matzah, So if you're rushing to say that to get halacha chatzos, it would make sense to explain it based on this idea that the halacha at the end is connected to the achilas matzah. Yeah.
So shouldn't we do halacha before barach then?
But the halacha is niskan on the second, on another coast, on a separate coast. You have four kosos. It's not just down four kosos. Every coast has to have something that you do over it. So barach is the third coast. You have to have halacha. So you need to have a fourth coast for it. Again, this is only a chumra bi'alma. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't understand the Ramah. He says a chumra bi'alma. He asked, what should it be? I don't think anyone has to be makbid for it. If it works out, it works out. But it usually doesn't work out. But I'm telling you, at least to understand where it's coming from, in light of what we're saying, it could be understood. Because it's the halacha of the halal that's associated with the achilas ha-matzah. So therefore, you ate the matzah, but the halal is accompanying the achilas ha-matzah. So you ate it, and now you eat. Yeah, the halal is connecting itself and latching on to the achilas ha-matzah, just like there was a din of halal at the time of achilas ha-pesach. So you ate the matzah, but then the halal is misyaches to that. So at least I have some way to understand the Ramah, like in the Ramah. Otherwise, like mehechet tesi, why would anyone say such a halacha that the halal should be by chatzos? But the way we're masbir, it could be good. And we're saying, could be that the first halal is shira alayayin, and the experience of the nace, and we're trying to break out because we experienced the nace right now, and that's the part one of halal. And the other halal is the halal of the asiyas ha-matzah. Again, the Rani don't see that distinction. The Rani just sort of sees the halal of Leil Pesach in terms of being like the asiyas achilas ha-pesach, achilas ha-matzah. The Bein Lahaigon sees halal without distinguishing as this Omer Shira. And we're trying to say, maybe a mahalach, that the first part of halal could be one idea, that the Omer Shira, that's the holding of the coast, the lefichach, and that's the going from B'chod Ovedor straight into that. And that's the Shira Chadasha, that's the Emek Bracha that we spoke of. And then we have the other how, which is, like the Ran says, which is the union that after we eat the matzah, then we have the Achilas HaMatzah accompanied by the how that we said with it. Okay, what do I have left here on the sheet to look at? There's the Me'iri. There's another Mechayiv in Halo that you have to maybe think of that as well, and that's this Lechem Oni drasha. You have to know how to teach it. But the Lechem Oni, one of the many drashas of Lechem Oni, is that it's Onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. So one of the things that is explained, what do we own on the matzah? We own the Halel. The Halel. So which Halel? The only matzah that's on the table, that's matzah's mitzvah, at the time of Halel, is the first part of Halel. The other part of halal, there's no matzah. You can have matzah on the table, but that's not the matzah that you ate. That's not the matzah. So the Me'iri actually says it this way: Dvarim harbe hagada v'ascholas halal, ascholas halal. Rashi's lashon is when Rashi brings in this drasha lechem oni gomer malav esahala. So they ask and Rashi gomer. So it sounds like all halal is over the matzah. How could the second part of halal be over the matzah? You ate the matzah already. So they say that gom just the lashon and gom is to say halal. Maybe in the Sikh Grid Haggadah I once saw this at Derech Drush, maybe, I don't know, but he says that even the second part of halal could be seen as somehow on the matzah. Why? Because since the rule is imav tinachah pesach hatikoman, why is that? Because you want the taste of the matzah to remain in your mouth. So even though the matzah is physically not present, but present because you're not allowed to erase that taste. So having eaten the matzah and having the time of matzah b'fiv is viewed as if you're saying the lechem only, even the second part of halal over the matzah. The pashtus, that's not very much of a stretch. And that the Me'iri himself says it means hascholas halal is over the matzah. So according to this Me'iri, we have another way to think about it, that why you have a separate bracha on the first part of halal, according to somebody showing him, and a separate bracha on the second part of halal, because the first part of halal incorporates this idea of lechem only shonim lav dvarim, that we have to say halal over the matzah. The second part of halal doesn't have that aspect. That could just be a separate halacha, so therefore it's a separate bracha. Okay, good. Any questions? What do I have here? I gave you a kobo as well. This could be a kasha, what I said. I'm trying to remember what I found in the kobo that maybe goes differently. He says, he says the opposite of the Tosas Rid. I quoted Tosas Rid before, that the second part of Hallel corresponds to what? To the Hallel of Achilas HaPesach. Right? The Ran sort of doesn't make it distinguished, the distinction. He just says the halal of the Seder is like Achilas HaPesach, Achilas HaMatzah. The Tosas Rid says we have to divide the halal. We can't say the halal all in the beginning, because we have to leave Hal for afterwards because of Achilas HaPesach. The right, that doesn't mean it's mamish what we said, the word that we said. The Kolbo, interesting, it's against the Tosis Rid, and it's against what we were saying. He says, Mosgin Olav Kosheni, Mosgin Kosheni, but Omer Olav Hagada Ad Chalomish Lenayim. And he's talking about which part of Hal now? The first part of Hallel, says the Kolbo, Kimo She'asu Avoseinu B'mitzvayim Al Achilas HaPesach. I don't know what he means, Avoseinu B'mitzvayim. I mean, I would think he maybe means the din of Achilas HaPesach, that Pesach is Machai B'Achilas, but he sounds like Avoseinu B'mitzvayim, but he's connecting the first part of Hallel with the Hallel of Achilas HaPesach. So that's different than what we were saying before. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Haigon and all that afterwards as well, in terms of the bracha. Okay, so we've seen a lot of different inyan and try whatever way I could to try to string them together. Just to summarize, we had the Hallel of the Beis HaKnesses and different possibilities for what that's about. The Makor being in the Masechta Sofrim, the Rama Shmo Yachdav, making a bracha, and if you do that, you don't have to make a bracha later on. The Torah said that's the whole advantage of it. It could be that it could be connected the Shchitas HaPesach, that's the Meiri. It could be a Pesumi Nisa idea of saying it's Tzibur. It could be Rav Chaim's idea that it's the halos of the night is a din like the day, and this is it's a din of a moed. That's the Halo Beis HaKnesses. That's a big question to this very day, whether we should say it or not. Ashkenazim generally don't say it, although some do. The Mechaber says to say it, the Rama says we don't say it. How many people say Halo Beis HaKnesses? A lot of you do, yeah. It's a good thing. It definitely has strong mikoros. And then you have what we spoke the Iker about is the halo at the night of the Seder and the dividing the halo up. The big discussion in the Rishonim whether we should make a bracha and if so why or why not. And we saw one interesting shita that you actually make two separate brachas, which is hard at first glance to understand it. We tried to develop the idea from the Ran. The Ran, in analyzing this issue, gave us an inkling of what the idea of the Hallel at the Seder is all about. And one indication in the Ran is it's connected the Achilas HaPesach, and so to Achilas Matzah requires Hallel Ba'Achilaso, just like Pesach requires Hallel Ba'Achilaso. Then we had the idea of the Haigon, which is an Omer Shira, but therefore you don't need a Bracha because it's breaking out in Shira. And we wanted to say maybe that we could divide up the two parts of Hallel and correspond one to the idea of the Rav Haigon, that's the Lefichach, that's B'chol Dor V'Dor. And that's where it says the Nomar Lufan Mashiach Hadasha in terms of answering the Diyuk of the Nomar and the Tosfos. And then the second part of how is the din of how Keneged the Achilas HaPesach. That could explain why the Ramah holds, based on the Ran, that you should try to have that by Chatzos as well, even though we're not usually makbid on that, but at least we have a way of understanding it as well. And then the Mashmos and the Tosfos really like that the second part of Hallel is because after eating the Pesach, after eating the Matzah, then we have the rest of the Hallel. I thought maybe tomorrow we'd talk about Hallel the rest of Yontif, specifically what's the marker for Hallel on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, Me'ikra Din, therefore, the Takana was only the first day of Pesach, because after that the Karbanos are the same. So where do we get the idea of saying half Hallel for Chol HaMoed, and then Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Everyone knows the famous Midrashim on this, because of Kriyas Yamsuf, and therefore we can't say Ho Hallel. That's not anywhere in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara at all. That's a Medrash Harninu. And the question is, what's the machayef for halal, half halal? Is it the same halacha as Rosh Chodesh? Is it different halacha than Rosh Chodesh? So maybe we'll do that. And we'll put together some questions you have on your own for halacha.